Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
To Marcus Aurelius's Meditations for Modern Life. I believe it's time to start book four. We've been away for a while. Shall we just get cracking? Passage one, book four. Here we go. Wherever it is in agreement with nature, the ruling power within us takes a flexible approach to circumstances, always adapting itself easily to both practicality and the given event. It has no favoured material for its work, but sets out on its objects in a conditional way, turning any obstacle into material for its own use. It is like a fire, mastering whatever falls into it. A small flame would be extinguished, but a bright fire rapidly claims as its own all that is heaped on it, devours it all, and leaps up yet higher in consequence. And what a wonderful passage to start off this new series, almost, if you like. Guys, I'm going to use an analogy. Now, if you've been a fan of the show for a while and follow some of my other work and listen to the other episodes, you'll know that I have a huge background in fitness. And one of the things that we talk about when you're looking to build muscle is how you tear that muscle down, and providing you have the right tools in place and nutrients and what have you, it then adapts and builds stronger, right? What Marcus is talking about here is that same mechanism, but relating to the mind. Now, if that muscle, before you've even started training, is put under a load that's far too great that you can't even lift out, that flame, that small flame, will be extinguished. But if over time, you just gradually push it more and more and more, those muscles keep adapting, they grow bigger. That stimulus, it's just a little bit more, a tiny bit more weight, a couple more reps than what you did the week before. It's enough to just keep it growing. And that's how the fire, gradually adding more fuel, the bigger that fire gets, the bigger logs that it will be able to handle and burn through. You chuck too big a log on right at the start when it's a small flame and it'll just be extinguished. It'll block out the oxygen. Now look at your life. Look at everything that you've been through. Do you feel that you're wiser now at the age you are listening to this than when you were 5 years old? I'm sure you do. Where do you think that wisdom, that knowledge comes from? It comes gradually as we go through life. Ask a five-year-old to explain calculus to you. You may need to learn some basic mathematics first. You know, you may need to go through years of practice, training, before it can get to that kind of level. And beyond. Why am I doing this podcast today? How can I help you with this stuff? Well, about 6 years ago, and I'm sure a lot of you have seen a lot of the personal challenges I've been through more recently that are far, far greater than this. I went through a relationship that was like it's coercive control, but I like to call it back then psychological battle. You know, I don't like to look at it with resentment because it's one of the most beautiful things that happened to me in my life. But before then, I hadn't read Marcus Aurelius. I wasn't into philosophy particularly. I was very much into helping people, but that came still prominently through my work in helping them improve their physiques, the confidence that gives. But it was me having to overcome those challenges that were imparted on my own mind, particularly when it ended, that turmoil, needing to understand what had gone on. Why did I feel like I did as well? You know, what changed through that year, those processes, those steps? How can I make myself feel better? Now, it was actually in analysing myself that I learned so much about the mind initially. Say so much, of course, there's much more I can learn now. And there's a hell of a lot more that I've learned since then. But it set me on the path, needing to know what happened, needing to adapt, needing my psychology to understand things and to then see the benefit from them. Very quickly, I was helping people, not just with their physiques, but overcoming grief, overcoming their breakups, their challenges. No matter how bad things got in like a breakup and stuff, I could relate to it. I had that experience and I'd learned how to work through it. I'd learned what I needed to focus on in my life. I learned how to master my own mind and control what I could control. And it gave me so much more that I could do to help people, the most important thing in my life. Gave me so much more for my career. Gave me so much more happiness as a result, because I could do these things that just from talking to someone and like helping them through like a huge challenge they were going through emotionally. And all of this stuff stemmed from going through this like domestically abusive, like mentally abusive relationship. It led to like this most beautiful path that has led me to talking to you guys now. Okay. Wouldn't be doing this had that path not started with that. Of course, since then, many more challenges, greater challenges each time. You know, I look back on that now, it's a piece of cake to get through because of the things that have gone through since. But with each one, I adapt. Each one is just big, more fuel to add to that growing fire. That growing fire that is my life mission and what I love about my life. What I can give back to people like you. Look back over your life. Look at the challenges, the greatest challenges that you've been through. You're still here. You got through them. You'll get through the next ones. You'll get through the one that you're going through now. And when you do get through it, you'll be a greater fire, stronger, more powerful, ready for next challenges, ready to take the next step in your life. You see, those challenges that we've been through, they lead to the most beautiful things. Guys, thank you very much for listening. It's great to be back, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon.